Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a line drive towards the mound. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive towards first. Fleming reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Ross goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. Bridges moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Milner out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Weatherly scores. Hockett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming is hit by the pitch. Keltner moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Milner covering. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly is hit by the pitch. Mack moves to third. Denning moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Denning hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Denning reaches second base with a double. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Denning scores. Weatherly moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Weatherly moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tebbets bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. McNair moves to second. One out. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Gene Desodles now catching. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoskey. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Mac applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bridges hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.